back. You are listening to Davin's Den on the break. That was Happy Birthday by Otis Gibson and the Rockhounds off their album Bar Songs.
And that's because it's Davin's birthday. Yay!
Yes, Pip, that is why. I was going to play some of their stuff anyway. I like the band.
Yeah.
And then I saw that. I'm like, well, this is perfect.
It was natural.
Absolutely. And we don't. It's not the regular Happy Birthday song, which we'd have to pay rights for.
No, actually, Happy Birthday is now out of copyright, so... Normal happy birthday to you.
Then why is Applebee still in, like, Fridays and all that, still singing their own stupid version?
Not because of a copyright issue, just because they want to be different.
They shouldn't.
And they want to torment people that go there for their birthdays.
Oh.
God, how I hate that.
I'm trying to think if they did that at Kraft for somebody else on their birthday. They might have.
Yeah.
But not, I think they sang, like, a traditional happy birthday. It was cool. They gave you, like, your own ice cream things. Everything's gourmet there.
I'm sure it was really nice.
I like eating that highfalutin food.
Oh, yeah. Every once in a while, you got to splurge on that kind
my
of place.
My wife was going to take you out, you and Mr. Helix.
I know, and he had a gig already. I was really bummed. I really would have liked
time.
To have gone.
Highfalutin
I
food.
Didn't know if you knew or not.
I didn't know.
Oh, okay.
I knew. I didn't know at the time.
Yeah.
But I knew, you know.
Oh, since then, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know, because that's why I didn't say anything before when you were talking about dinner, because I was like, I don't know if you knew that we were invited, but we couldn't make it, and I was so bummed.
Yeah, I know.
And then we were in on, okay, we're going to try to do it here, we're going to try to do it there. No, none of these times work.
Yeah, kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But it was a good time.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So, all right, so we played, probably a year or two ago, we played Who Has the Biggest Flagpole?
I win! No, I'm kidding.
Which was countries, which who had the biggest penis size.
Yes.
So we kind of figured, well, what else is out there? So Condom Mania claims to be America's first online condom store, has conducted its own very important study. The website compiles condom sales data by state to find out which states bought a higher than average amount of large size condoms.
Oh, I like that. You know what? That's a pretty good representative sample. It's a good scientific way of doing it.
Yes. So,
I was wondering how you had this data.
I surveyed men from each state. That's what I did.
I was thinking this is from your like comedy travels, and I was a little fried.
How big's your cock? I'm doing a study. It's fine. It's perfectly legal. No. Here, you want to be bigger? Here, I got a dick dumbbell for you. Enjoy it.
Yeah, that's going to be Joe's next name for scammers. Dick dumbbell.
Dick dumbbell. I like that. I can see that.
It flows.
Sure.
Yeah, it does.
So I guess we'll play the theme song. Now, Joe did not have time to do a different states version, so we'll play the country's version, because really, how often are we going to play the flagpole song? It's really not something we can do a lot.
No, there's not a lot of opportunity.
Good evening, and welcome to the new game show, Which Country Has the Biggest Flagpole? Join us as we judge and find out which one really rises to the occasion, stands tall and erect, one that you really want to put in your country. So join us as we find out
who has got the biggest penis, Mitchell? Who has got the biggest big dad?
Who's got the biggest kielbasa?
Ole Eiffel Tower? When the golden has the biggest wang?
That's right. Join us now for Which Country Has the Biggest Flagpole?
So that's
I forgot all of that.
That's the state version. That's the state version. So what I did is I paired off different states.
Okay.
So you and Joe can go against each other to see who gets the most correct answers.
Okay.
Now, before that, I want to ask you guys, and you guys can answer, and then I'll tell you at the end. Joe, who do you think has the biggest penis? Which state has the average biggest penis?
I would say New York.
You'd say New York. You hope so, don't you, Joe? Being a New Yorker. you've got a cock in this race, don't you?
I hope I'm within those ranks.
What?
I hope I'm within those ranks.
I'm not going to find out, Joe. I don't know.
Okay.
Pip, who do you think?
Well, I mean, the easy answer would be Florida because of the shape.
Right.
But I think Texas because they like things big there.
Okay. Write it down. Write down what you guys both said.
All right.
Joe, who do you think has the smallest?
Alaska.
Oh.
Why?
Because it's cold.
It still functions, you idiot.
It's not all the time. They do have heat.
Pip?
I'm going to say South Dakota.
Why?
no completely no reason. That was a random choice.
It gets cold there too.
And there was no data from one state. One state's missing from the list.
Oh,
so who do you think that is?
Gee, who's missing from the list? They don't buy condoms there?
I don't know. They just did condomania just to not get the data there.
Hawaii?
Okay.
I go Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. I'll tell you that one now. That one is Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Really? Yeah.
Huh.
All right, so here we go.
Okay, so no Georgia guesses.
Here we go, Joe. You can go first, and then Pip can guess, and we'll switch her up. I paired them off randomly. Some, you know, thought we had a little fun with. Some, just because I ran out of things in common, and go, fuck it, you guys will go against each other.
Okay.
North Dakota versus South Dakota. Battle of the Dakotas, Joe. Who's got the bigger penis?
South Dakota.
South Dakota. Pip?
Oh, well, I already cast them as small, so it's going to be North Dakota.
Okay. Why do you say South Dakota, Joe?
Because I think they're, like, there's a lot of bikers up there and stuff like that, and they've probably got big hogs.
Okay. That one was North Dakota.
Ta-da!
Yeah.
I win the big dick contest for this talk.
I sip, thank you.
Sorry.
Sip on that dick.
Yeah.
Sip on that dick. Tom says Georgia is missing because they can't spell condom.
Very good, Tom. Very good. You know, this is a
condor. We ain't got them. I don't see no condors here. No,
we got condor. Some hawks.
Quit interrupting me. I said condors. That's the way I'm reading it on there.
Then when you said which ones are the biggest, Trucker Tom says Michigan because big cocks are all we have left.
Well, you know, it's funny. Tom, you would think, that would do very well in this game.
Because
he is the winner of Gay Name That Orgasm. So this would be...
He just has a feel for these games in general, but...
Well, especially when penises are involved. Tom has a feel for it.
So, see what you did there.
You see what I did there. So I would expect Tom to do very well in this game. All right, Pip, you can go first on this one. Mississippi versus Maine.
Ooh.
That would be what you say.
I'm going to say Mississippi.
Mississippi? Joe, who's got a bigger penis?
I'd say Mississippi.
Why would you guys say Mississippi?
It just seems that there are a lot of black people down there, and they would have a bigger penises. There's no black people in Maine.
I literally went there. Yes, that's what I thought.
Racist douchebag.
I know!
Yeah, it's Maine.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Yes. Yeah. Condomania does not lie, Joe. This is scientific stuff here.
And you, a lumberjack, you'd think that you would have gone with Maine.
Yeah, I know. Well, and Joe, I was one. I did live in Maine.
I know.
All right. Montana versus Missouri. Joe, who's got the bigger penis?
Montana.
Pip?
I'm sorry, Montana versus who?
Versus Missouri. Who's got the bigger flagpole, excuse me?
Okay. Yeah, we're going to be euphemistic now.
That's in the title of the game.
I think Missouri.
Why? Why do you think Missouri?
Just to be contrary to Joe.
Well, wouldn't you say it could be Missouri because it's the show me state? And if you're showing something,
Montana has the home of the bighorn.
Well, that's true, too.
Well, so now we're talking about, well, I guess we're talking about ultimate size. We're not talking about showers versus growers.
Yeah, this is stand when your flagpole is flapping in brain, standing at full attention,
ready for action, ready
because
like a jetliner on the taxiway with the engines rolling.
All right.
Well, because this is from Condomania, you can't do anything if it's not ready to roll.
Well, true, exactly.
Yeah,
true.
Get the damn thing on. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, the thing is, because you said it's the show me state, and it's like I was wondering, is it the shower state or the grower state?
Uh-huh.
That's where I was going. No. So, which is the answer?
It was Montana.
Oh.
Hey, I got one.
Hey, mountains.
All right, Joe. Alaska versus Hawaii.
I would go with Hawaii.
Has a bigger flagpole.
Yes.
Hawaii's got the bigger flagpole. Pip?
I just am thinking big and rugged. I'm thinking Alaska.
Alaska does have the bigger penis.
Yeah.
Alaska has a bigger flagpole. Now, Joe, I believe, said that he thought that was the smallest.
He chose, no, the smallest, he said Alaska.
Oh, well, I guess that's not going to be Joe.
Mm.
Yeah,
mm.
I guess not.
All right.
I don't make me feel guilty that I don't know dick about dick.
You are Dick Eldorado. We have expectations. Who's up? Who goes first on this one?
I go first this time.
Virginia or West Virginia? Who has the bigger flagpole?
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is a tough one. I should have studied.
I know. Well, you know, I would like to think that I have a better instinct for this thing than you guys do, but it's not always true. Let's see. I'm going to go with Virginia.
Virginia, which is for lovers.
Right. I'm going with West Virginia.
Why is that, Joe?
All the hillbilly peckers up there.
The Peckerwoods? You think of big peckers? That is Virginia.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So here I went.
Funny with big penises, the place is called Virginia.
Trucker Tom says Montana, big sky country, more like big guy country.
Like a Trucker Tom, just throw a roll of that. So cute when Tom plays along.
I love it.
Texas versus California.
Oh, well, you go first, Joe.
I'd pick Texas.
Why, Joe?
Because everything is big in Texas.
Knew that
Yeah.
Well, I have to go with Texas. That was my pick for the biggest.
Oh. And that was a very conservative state versus a very liberal state.
Well, I wasn't going with politics.
Well, it is election night, or erection night.
Yes, it is erection night.
Yeah, you missed the opening of the show, Joe. There's a reason why we're doing this tonight.
There's a reason I missed it.
California.
Wow.
Oh, wow. California, here I come.
South Carolina versus North Carolina. Who's got the bigger flagpole?
Oh, I think I guess first. I'm going to say South Carolina.
Joe?
I'm going with North Carolina.
Why, Joe?
I'll be damned if I know. I'm just going with the opposite way.
South Carolina.
Oh, hey.
Rhode Island versus Massachusetts.
Oh, it's my turn to go first. I'm going to say big old Rhode Island red.
Well, if it's big, it might make it red. Why that?
Because Rhode Island red. Because Rhode Island red is a big cock.
Joe?
I'm going Massachusetts.
Why?
Because I think there's because they got the Boston, the big rough and tough Boston people up there. They probably have a big quark.
They're mostly Irish.
Ooh, good point.
Might have been a mistake.
Yeah, you might have. Well, the spirit of America. Spirit of Massachusetts. The spirit of the old and the new. You guys remember that commercial?
Yeah.
No.
So, okay. That was Rhode Island.
Rhode Island red.
Wow.
I think Pip's doing well in this.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, she knows about a guy.
Hey.
Yeah.
Tom says Rhode Island red. Ew, ginger penis.
Oh, that's not attractive. You see a big carrot coming at you.
No.
Arkansas versus Oklahoma.
I think you go first, Joe.
I'm going with Oklahoma.
Why?
It just seems that the big old Okies should have big penises.
Seems like the big old Okies should have big penises.
Okay. Wait a minute. It was Oklahoma versus Arkansas?
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes.
I'm going to say Oklahoma as well, and I don't know. That's just instinct.
All right. Well, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
All right, Pip. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like she's getting an Oklahoma one.
Woo!
Minnesota versus Wisconsin. Very competitive, those two states with each other.
And who wants to give away their daughters? Which state wants to give away their daughters?
That was Wisconsin, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah. I'm going to say Minnesota.
Minnesota, Joe?
I'm going to go with Wisconsin.
Why?
Because they could put the peckers in the cheese.
Well, wouldn't that mean it's smaller then?
Look, this isn't a game to be really thoughtful about, you know?
No, it is. We owe it to the people. it is Wisconsin as the bigger flagpole.
See, the cheeseheads won.
Now, this one is about a city, but it's part of this that is full of dicks, versus a state that looks like a dick. It is D.C. versus Florida.
I'm going D.C. Oh, I don't know. Is my turn?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going D.C.
Why?
And a lot of brothers in D.C.
Playing the brother card. Now, last time that failed you.
Well, let's see how it works now.
All right, Pip?
I have to go with Florida because of the shape.
What, you think everybody's got a state in their pants?
Hopefully.
You're going to have to redistrict this dick.
Redistrict.
Hey, I got my Chad hanging right here.
Hey, Chad.
It's a hanging Chad.
Chad's well hung.
D.C.
Oh. Ah-ha!
Now, see, I District lost my mojo.
District of Cock, that's what the D.C. said? You're right.
That's nice.
You're right. Ohio versus Arizona.
I know, it's like the think tank over here. We're like, I don't have a really good feel for either one.
Well, you haven't been there. I'm sure it would feel fine.
No, I have been to Arizona.
Oh, I've been to Arizona. Been screwed there, too.
Ah, were you?
Yeah.
With a big dick?
Oh, yeah.
No, but a traffic cam.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Well, you know what? In honor of his traffic cam monstrosity, I'm going to say Arizona.
You think he got royally fucked with a big guy?
Yes.
Big flagpole.
I'm going Arizona, too.
Really? Because of that same thing?
No, because a lot of porn stars live in Arizona.
Really?
Yeah.
Ohio.
Really?
Really? Okay.
Well, remember, LeBron James lives there now, so that's probably like six cocks right there.
With the Capitol Call Flagstaff, you'd figure that the might.
You know, the interesting thing about this thing is they're like just doing it on like condom sales. What happens if it's just like the really big dick guys in these states are the ones having the most sex?
No, that doesn't necessarily bear itself out, or else every woman would not be making comments about small dicks. It would just be all the big dick guys are the ones getting laid, and women would be like, smoking a cigarette, you know.
Maybe they're the only ones using protection.
No.
Maybe you figure it's so small, this possibly can't do any damage.
This can't do any damage.
What could this little thing possibly do?
Exactly.
It's like robbing a house and seeing a chihuahua. Really? Really? You're taking a camera, sticks in a TV, and a computer. Shut up, Steve. Shut up.
Oh, God. If anything came at me and say that noise, nothing's happening that night.
Wyoming versus Washington State.
Oh, all right. I just have this picture of cowboys. I'm going to say Wyoming.
Wyoming.
I'm going with Washington State.
Washington State. Now, remember, Wyoming has Dick Cheney, who's one of the biggest dicks in the world.
Well, you know what? Yes. So it should win on that.
Washington State.
Oh, damn. I lost my mojo.
Now, here's a good one. This is where the porn stars are, or where prostitution's legal versus the Mormons. Nevada versus Utah.
Ooh, wow. Versus Utah. You go first.
I would go Nevada.
Because of why?
Because of Vegas and a lot of people using condoms there and a lot of show people and just
so you think everybody in show business has big dicks, do you?
Well,
you know what? There's something to this because all the Mormons.
There's something to this. Like Joe's been working on this hypothesis for years.
No. There's
like the United States with cocks in each state with varying degrees of height. All right, I project over here.
This is a red state. It's like CNN. He's got the images coming in and everything.
All right, we figure out Wyoming's a limp state.
And we have like little push pins with penises on them, and we put them on the map.
Don't say that. I don't want to do that. Ouch! That would hurt.
If Washington breaks to the right, it could win on this one. What's the over-under? You'll see.
It's going to be a hard
over,
one.
Over, then under.
Washington's hoping for a good turnout.
It was a hard-won race.
Nice.
So where'd you go with Joe?
He said Nevada, and I am going the same way because we're acting like this is some kind of scientific experiment.
Well, you know.
Did you see experiment?
I tripped on the word, and it came out more like sperm.
I will say this.
Yes.
Mormons are allowed to have lots of wives.
Yes, they are.
There's a reason why these women are happy.
Oh, really?
Utah! When you got that much of a flagpole to go around, you can wave as many flags as you want.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Beat the legalized prostitution.
Bring them young, bring them big.
Bring them hard, bring them often.
Oh, there you go. Crimson Cat said, and by the way, hello, Crimson Cat.
Hey, Cat.
Crimson
says,
Cat.
Says if one man can serve
a look at Joe scratch like it's a real cat.
I'm waving.
I thought your paw was hurt. Hey, Crimson.
I said if one man can service multiple wives, then I'll go with Utah. She's got a good instinct for this.
Apparently, she's a professional. Then she should go to Nevada.
And that's the truth. You know, let's say that's kind of rough. Let's say you're in Utah and you have a bunch of wives and they all want to be serviced in one night. I mean, you got to plan accordingly.
Yeah, but size has nothing to do with that. That's stamina.
Stamina.
Yeah, but I think that's where foreplay comes in. So only a couple of people are getting the rod.
Yeah, well, the thing is, that's where foreplay comes in. How big are the tongues and fingers? That's what I really want to know.
And let's be honest, if you're a woman, you don't want to hang your flag on a flagpole that's been waving all night long. You know, if there's seven wives, it's 7 days of the week. Everybody takes it's like a deli. You take a number.
That's why that whole picture of Hugh Hefner having all the girls come and, like, you know, jump up and down on his baloney pony a couple times and then move along,
you know,
sister.
You know why?
Ew.
You know why? Here's why.
Why?
Here's why Utah has the biggest penis.
Because
the Mormons believe in the magic underwear. underwear. Now we know what's going on in the magic underwear.
That is magic underwear.
Magic underwear.
Yeah, they wear magical underwear. They wear underwear. Something with
There's
their
something about magical underwear.
Yeah, with the Mormons.
Yeah,
really?
For
yeah.
real.
Yeah, for real.
I know. Magical I know. Underwear? You should see the look on Joe's
my
face.
Single. Well, that's just...
ooh, ooh. It's magic.
Oh, it's magic.
That's right, magical underwear. My balls tingle. That's just the magic working.
Yeah.
But here's the interesting thing. I don't think Mormons use condoms.
I wouldn't think so with how many children they have.
Yeah.
But
very interesting. We'll have to send one of our reporters there.
Yes.
To do an in-depth investigation.
Hey, Tom, why don't you run the truck by there?
Take
measure in a clipboard.
Don't worry. Trucker Tom's in Texas. He's going to laugh at all of them and tell them that they lost out to California as he drives by.
You tell Tom, Tommy shows
you smaller dicks in California.
Sometimes Tommy will take a picture of his truck and put it on Facebook. And I just keep on calling it damaged then mobile unit.
Nice.
Let's move on.
Okay.
Connecticut versus Iowa.
Oh.
White states.
Yeah, very white. Who goes first? I've lost track.
Doesn't matter. Connecticut does have Hartford, which is not so white. So we'll see if that comes into
Hartford?
Play. Hartford.
Hartford. I'm going with Connecticut.
It's cocking Hartford.
I'm going with Connecticut just because it makes me happy to think of Hartford.
Because you could drive there.
I can get there. Hartford. Woo-hoo. Day trip.
I'm going to go with, what was the other choice?
Iowa.
Connecticut.
I'm going to go with Iowa.
Why?
Because it just seems that there's more hardier people that live out there.
Now, remember, Iowa's very important in the presidential elections. It's the first stop. There's probably a reason for it. It's probably the size of the flagpoles.
Wait a second. Mm-hmm. You're thinking about the Iowa caucus, and he's thinking about the Iowa caucus.
Yeah.
It's Connecticut, Pip Helix, so you can have a weekend.
Yes! Day
trip for a big flagpole.
Plan on my
weekend
now.
We've got the biggest penis size over here. That's what we've got. We've been going good.
Pennsylvania, home of Jerry Sandusky, versus... Delaware, home of the Blue Cocks.
What?
That's their, I believe, and Tom would know better than me, but I believe that is their mascot, their college, the University of Delaware's mascot, the Blue Cock.
The Blue Cock?
I believe so. South Carolina is the Gamecock. I think it's
the
Blue Cock. I'm not sure.
The Blue Cock?
I might be wrong.
I'm thinking...
Somebody can look it up.
I can't help who gives a damn. I can't help but think about blue balls.
I gotta look it up.
Delaware versus, I'm sorry, who was the other one?
You got confused by the cock.
I did.
Home of Jerry Sandusky, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania. What do you think, Joe?
I'm going to go with Pennsylvania because Pennsylvania is a bigger state, which means there's more penises. So basically, everybody answering that sounds like they could have the biggest penis.
Wait, you're right. You know, statistically.
Volume.
Okay,
statistically.
You're going with volume.
Yeah, Rhode Island ain't all that big.
I'm going with girth. I'll say Delaware.
Delaware. And the winner is... Pennsylvania.
Darn!
Here's one that Trucker Tom's going to be very interested in. Michigan versus the Fighting Illini, Illinois.
Oh.
Now, Tom has already gone on record that he's pretty proud of what
Tom
is.
Tom said Delaware's the Blue Hens.
Oh! I knew it was a bird. Thanks, Tom. Now I don't have to look that up.
I knew it was a bird. It's not cock. It's hen.
It's a bird.
Lift it up and look under.
It's a plane. It's a big game.
So, Michigan versus Illinois.
Ooh, I'm going to be loyal to our friend Tom here and say Michigan.
I'm going Michigan too.
Now, is it because Detroit again? There's a lot of black people.
Yes,
but is it because these flagpoles are so big that they're knocking out the windows of all these buildings? And everything?
I wouldn't say that.
No, I did. I'm just saying
because
South Carolina is the Gamecocks.
I said that.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I missed.
I said South Carolina was the Gamecocks. I got my Delaware, my South Carolina.
Okay. And you got your cock mixed up.
I often do.
So, no, I'm just saying it because Tom's there.
Michigan versus Illinois. You both said Michigan.
Yes.
Illinois.
Oh!
Sorry, Tom.
Tom, you let us down.
You lost to Obama. That's where he's from.
Oh.
Suck it. Suck that flagpole. Kentucky versus Oregon. All right, you go first since you're cackling like a gamecock or a blue hen.
I'm just thinking Kentucky because they're so big they needed KY.
Interesting. Interesting. That's an interesting angle.
Thank you. That's an interesting angle, he said.
The girl brings science. You can't argue with science.
No, you can't.
Kentucky versus what other state? I'm sorry.
Are you having a hard time focusing?
I am too.
Yes, I'm tired.
Kentucky versus Oregon.
I'm going with Kentucky.
Okay.
You both said Kentucky because of the KY? Oregon.
Oh, really? Darn.
Yeah. Idaho versus Nebraska.
Idaho versus Nebraska.
I'm going with Idaho.
Idaho?
Yeah.
Why?
Because Idaho would want to go to Nebraska because they got the biggest penises.
Well, if that's true, I'm going to Nebraska.
I'm going to Nebraska. Idaho is going to Idaho.
All right.
Hey, Faye. It's the Corn Thrusters, Nebraska.
Yes! Thank you, Joe. Corn Thrusters?
Yeah, they're called Corn Huskers.
Corn Thrusters, I like.
Louisiana versus Vermont. Took a red and a blue state right here.
I'm going with Louisiana.
Why?
Think a lot more black concentration.
Really? Basically, a lot of these are guests on black folk, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, actually.
Statistically, they have the bigger penis.
I was going
to. Really, Joe? Have you done your own research on that?
No, it's just it's true.
I'm
not that I have, but it's true.
No, it's just true. I know. Look at the way I'm walking.
I'm just picturing manly men in plaid flannel, and I'm going to say Vermont.
Louisiana.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All
right, Pip. Tennessee versus Alabama. Now remember, Alabama has Roll Tide.
Roll? What is that?
It's just a college. I don't know.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Yeah, but Tennessee has Memphis and Nashville. I'm going to go with Tennessee.
Tennessee? Joe?
I'll go with Tennessee.
Alabama.
No! Mm. Wow.
Sweet home Alabama.
That's why Trucker Tom has a theory.
The pickers are so huge.
You want a solo on that, Joe? You want to keep singing? Yeah. It seems like you got the lyrics in your head.
Tom has a theory. Cold equals smaller cocks.
That was Joe's theory.
Well,
but we realize that's not sad because they can warm up.
Yeah, they can.
You're not doing it in an igloo.
Yeah, but they managed to populate Alaska,
yeah,
too. So.
In an igloo. How do you think they make other Eskimos?
Yeah.
How do you think they make ice cubes? Colorado versus New Mexico.
Colorado versus... I'm trying to think if there's any theories that, you know, like, did any theories jump out at you? I want to say New Mexico.
You want to say New Mexico.
Hmm. I'll go with Colorado.
Why?
Because it just seems it's more of a hardier state and a more hardier stock of people.
He said hard.
He did. Colorado.
Oh, ah. Damn it.
Maryland versus Louisiana. Now, remember, Maryland has a lot of crabs. They're known for their crabs.
So wow.
This could affect it. And they're blue crabs.
Ooh. That's not really appetizing. Wait, did we already do Louisiana? But we can do it again, right?
Did we do it already?
Yeah. We had Vermont versus Louisiana.
We did. I forgot a state. All right. Fuck it. I probably even skipped a state. Oh, well. Double checked. Maryland versus Louisiana.
Okay. But you do want to go to first, Joe?
Yeah, Louisiana.
Okay.
Pip?
I think Louisiana.
It's Maryland.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
I got to repeat here, too. I don't know why.
That's okay. We're allowed to reuse.
Yeah, well.
don't do it with the large condoms.
Sure. Kansas versus Michigan. Tom's chance for redemption.
Yes. Hmm. I'm going to say Michigan this time.
Now, a lot of tornadoes
in Kansas?
Yeah, and remember, Dorothy wanted to go home there.
Yes, she did. She had
it's
got to
be a reason.
She had her reason.
And she had her time with the munchkins.
Kat says, blue crabs are preferable to blue balls. Very good.
Thank you, Kat. Kat will be in the chat all the week.
Yes.
I'm going to go with Kansas.
Kansas. It is Kansas.
Ah!
And our last one.
Tom.
I think basically the point of this game is Tom has a small wiener.
That's the conclusion we drew.
That's the conclusion we've drawn. Tom has a very wee wiener.
No, I don't think so. I think
have to drive that big truck to compensate.
I like to believe that he breaks the bell curve.
you think Tom's flagpole is waving on its own?
He's donging that bell curve.
Well, it could be that Trucker Tom does have a large flagpole, but because he travels so often, he can't represent his state properly.
Oh, because he's always in different states,
yes,
right? So, right, you know, so he's...
But then again, we're also theorizing that, you know, Tom's having a lot of sex. And, you know, if he's doing it with these, what do they call the lizard lounges?
Lounge lizards.
So do the lounge...
Lot lizards.
So the lot lizards bring in their own condoms.
Oh, that's true. Well, Tom, because there's a delay, Tom says, I'm never home. That's why my state lost twice. So he...
Tom has enough flagpole for the whole state.
Ah, he says, I'm the swing vote for all states, and
Or the absentee vote.
Yeah. Now, this could be part of the problem with Michigan. If you look at the hand, everybody goes, oh, you live in the thumb. Thumb, not a very big finger.
Good point.
Yeah, well, nobody wants to be the thumb, but apparently Michigan is the thumb of the United States.
The thumb.
Here we go. The grand finale.
All right.
New York versus New Jersey.
Ooh.
Things you said in both states.
That's actually very true. You know, I have to represent my home state, New Jersey.
Why?
Just because.
It's your home state. You like to think they grow
and
bigger.
Mr. Helix is from New Jersey.
Apparently his flagpole is representing the state now.
He is representing the whole state. Honey, it's all on you.
She's thinking it can't possibly be smaller than this.
Wow.
Joe's giving it a lot of thought here.
No, I'm not. I'm a proud New Yorker. I'm going with New York just for the same reasons Pip's going with Jersey.
All because right. Mr. Helix was there once and you're...
Because Mr. Helix lives in New York now. What is it?
We'll be right back.
No!
Tune in next week.
I need to know.
Don't leave us hanging.
I need to... Yeah, don't dangle that carrot.
It is New York.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, baby.
All right, Joe, it's not you. It's not you versus the world.
No, it represents, I'm part of the per capita of New York, so I figure that I'm lumped in there.
Have you bought large condoms?
I got it. I can't remember the last time I bought condoms at all.
Have you bought large? Me! I can speak for him. It's very large. Joe represents. All right, why don't you give us the total, and then I will read it off the list in order.
Wait a second. Weren't we going to learn answer to big and small?
We will. I'll read through the whole thing.
Okay.
Christ, woman, I know how to play the flagpole game. Doubts me, Joe. Can you believe this? When it comes to flagpoles, I'm the expert.
Joe has 10 and I have 8.
We did more than that, though.
Yeah, but we blew we both blew it on some.
Oh, Joe, Joe, congratulations. You know who has got big... You want states have more big flagpoles than Pip.
Yeah,
congratulations,
Joe. You know more about dick than I do. Yeah.
What would you like to say to your people?
It was a hard battle. but I never wavered. And I'll never be flaccid.
That sounds like a problem.
No, it actually sounds like a promise.
Joe, do you salute your people?
I most certainly do. From the base to the top.
Good boy.
All right, so here we go. The smallest state, number 50, Mississippi.
Really?
Wow.
Condomania wouldn't lie. So there goes the theory about all the black folk.
Yeah, really? There it goes.
Unless it's just all the black folk.
Thank you, Kat. Kat was rooting for me.
She was hoping you'd get laid. She really didn't think Joe had a rooting interest in who had a
penis. I wonder how they measure the penises. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi.
You said it was all about stamina.
Perhaps. yeah. Number 49, Hawaii. It might erupt like a volcano, but it's not a high volcano.
Wow.
Somebody had to be 49.
I know.
The Polynesians are not. There's a lot of Polynesians.
That's what I'm thinking.
And Japanese.
Right. That's what I'm thinking, too. Yep. And they're notoriously, you know, not that well endowed.
It's our Asian state. But here's the thing. Hawaii, with all their Asians and Polynesians, why don't you make a bigger fucking mess? You know, I think you need me. She's drooling all over herself.
Sleep it off, dearie.
You know, and in a state where you get laid as soon as you get off the plane, that's kind of odd that they're one of the biggest penises.
I have the dribble cup from Dunkin' Donuts, just spilled coffee all down
Sleep
the front
it off,
of me.
Dearie.
But here's the thing. The Polynesians can actually look down at the black folk in Mississippi and go, uh-huh, uh-huh. Good for the Asian. Good for you.
Who's coming now?
Number 48, Arkansas.
Wow.
Number 47, Wyoming. Number 46, North Carolina. Number 45, Alaska. I guess Inuit people do not have a lot of big penises.
And it's cold, makes the wee-wee roll up.
Joe, it has
roll
to, Joe, you can't use it if it's rolled up. It gets big at some point.
But maybe it, you know, comes out just a little bit. It depends on the temperature of the day.
Just like a turtle.
Yeah.
It's not the groundhog, and we're going to see if there's 6 more weeks of winter.
It might be. If you're taking the measurements during a negative 30 day, it's going to come out.
They're not taking measurements. It's based on who's buying larger condoms.
Well, then you know what? If you're in the igloo there and you can't get it rolling, then you're going to buy this. You know, you're not going to buy a bigger condom that much.
You do understand that they found out how to build like actual homes and everything up there.
Nah, it's just a rumor. They live in igloos up there.
Sarah Palin lives there.
She has a
no wonder she's always bitchy.
Yeah, really.
That makes
sense. She lives in igloo.
I bet she got like smacked in the head with the one large flagpole, and that's why she's as dippy as she is. And that, when she was governor, she made him leave.
Yeah, right.
I tell you,
rolls up
right wing Republican. She is an asshole.
Oh, you know, it's really even right wingers are going, oh my god, really? You had to trot this out?
I'm like, oh,
that's so embarrassing. Tucker Tom says, rolls up? What is it, a party favor?
That's from Joe's Act.
Rolls up like a party horn.
That's from Joe's Act. Number 44, the show me state, or not, Missouri.
Show me, oh, put it away.
43, well, you know, they like to eat squirrel, and apparently they're hung like them. West Virginia. 42,
that's being in those devilish caves.
From that, but they're not the how bigs, Indiana.
Oh, okay.
Apparently not everything is true with number 41, not everything is bigger there.
Oh, Texas.
41.
Wow.
Yeah. Dag nabbit.
Yeah. Well, Tom must be feeling superior right now. That is why he has traveled to Texas. He is unfurling his flagpole.
He's actually standing on top of the front of the truck, unfurling as we speak with his hands on either side.
Like Superman in front of the American flag.
Yes. Send me your Ebola nurses. I shall have them service me. I am in a truck for 21 days. It shall be fine. I am Trucker Tom, spreading Ebola with my massive flagpole from state to state, from sea to shining sea, in Trucker Tom's America.
That's a good assignment. He's got to come up with that, Trucker Tom's America.
Yeah, actually, that would be good.
I think we've seen Trucker Tom's America. Kind of resembles yours. Except he's a better arguer. Anyway.
And he gets to read what he was given.
No, I'm just talking about in general. Stop dribbling all over the equipment, stupid.
Did I?
You check your tits one more time.
No, well, I thought you were talking, that's the equipment you were talking about.
Mm. Number 40, the bluegrass state, Kentucky.
Oh.
Number 39, it's in the name, Minnesota. It's 1,000 lakes and 1,000 cocks. You can put them all in a very small place. Number 38, Montana.
Wow.
Number 37, homosexuals wrote their theme song, Oklahoma.
Homosexuals wrote their theme song.
Oklahoma. Yeah, well, who else would write that? The homosexuals wrote a theme song.
I know.
I got that from Jeff Lawrence. He's a comic. I watched him last night.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of one of his jokes.
It's funny.
Well, he's a very funny comic. 36. I think I forgot. I don't know if I forgot this. New Hampshire.
Oh.
I might have. 35. Land of hookers and gamblers. Nevada.
Oh, wow. That's a low rating for Nevada. I was expecting up there, but maybe that's why they have to go to the Bunny Ranch.
Number 34 in the lower half, Michigan.
Oh, sorry.
Michigan isn't in? It's not.
Is it in?
Delaware, number 33.
Oh.
Home of the tornado. Kansas, 32.
Oh, wow.
31, Idaho.
Idaho.
30.
You to pimp.
Nebraska. 29, land of flannel, Maine.
Oh, that's low. I thought they would be, like, representing.
They're up in trees all day. What do they got to represent? 28, Utah.
It's quite a log.
27, Vermont.
What a branch.
26, Louisiana. 25, home of our president, Illinois.
Wow, okay.
24, Iowa. 23, New Mexico. Again, Mexicans.
The giant... appendage.
But it's New Mexico, so it's slightly bigger.
New and improved Mexico.
Sure, new and improved. Now with more girth.
Yeah, we were... Now, wait a minute. That actually brings up an interesting question. I said brings up. Weren't we talking about... When you have to use the extra big condom, does that mean...
You're asking
length?
Me like
well,
I
width.
Know.
Well, I know. I'm sorry, guys.
I can answer.
Incorrectly.
Get that barbell.
All right, Joe. There. enjoy the genitalia thing.
Get the dick barbell. No, actually.
No, I was just sticking around.
He's hiding. He's like, I'm just dicking around. I see what you did there.
But,
you don't know, do
but
you?
Wait a minute. So is it because of length or girth or both?
I think length. I think it's length.
Yeah, because I'm like, but I mean.
Nobody brags about having a particularly wide penis.
Nobody does, but I'm.
That's the most important thing.
No. I knew one guy that did.
Really?
Not somebody I dated, but he was somebody that I knew well enough that he said this. He goes, I can't reach the bottom, but I scrape the hell out of the sides.
Yeah, but anybody could say that. I could say I could pole vault with my cock. If you haven't seen it, who knows? You could say what anything you want. That doesn't mean anything.
But I just pictured this little tiny can.
Yeah, you know what? I use my flagpole as a limbo stick. Who's going to prove me wrong? Really?
I think a pole vault with your cock, you just see him getting ready to run, he unzips, da-da-da. It makes the
boing. Boing, boing, boing. Well, there'd have to be an attractive woman so I could get the. Otherwise, the pole wouldn't vault.
You go over, and the problem is with a regular stick vault, you could drop it. You got to bring your cock along with you. You probably get stuck in that fucking thing that goes across.
Actually, that's not the most difficult part of it. Most difficult part of pole vaulting with your cock: finding a little sneaker to go onto your cock.
Yeah, you click on.
You know what? They do make these little Converse keychains.
Well, you go there.
That's what
I'm
picturing.
Well, you go to the toddler department at the store. There. You can buy the pair. If you're going to have a career, you'll definitely use the other one.
Yeah, but I have a left cock. I don't need the right cock, Joe.
It's like a baby's arm. Well, it's not a baby's foot.
It's a little crazy. You know those crazy lefty cocks? They're more creative with what they do.
Whee! Well, you do lean left anyway.
I
so
do lean left.
Now you totally do.
Well, now that I got the genitalia dumbbell, I can get one of those sneakers for my pole vaulting cock. It's going to be a fun time in the Rosenblatt house.
You're gonna need a high top for that, son.
You know what? I think I finally graduated from the Special Olympics. I'm ready for the real Olympics now.
You've been accepted.
I'm happy to represent my country.
Oh, God.
Because I'm a patriot.
Yes, thank you for your service.
I want to say this to America. You're welcome. On this erection night, you're welcome, America.
Tom says, you buy a tennis ball and cut a hole out of one side?
Yeah, Joe,
I've been thinking about this for a while.
Tom, don't tell us what you're doing when there's not a lot lizard around, all right, you creep? Oh, well, here's some leftover chili. I'll put this in, warm it up, warm it into the tennis ball. I don't need a chick for a week.
Well,
you put chili in, it's like fucking a murder scene.
And?
His girlfriend,
I don't see the problem.
And your point is?
His girlfriend has a thing for yellow and fuzzy, so why not?
Does she?
No.
Oh.
I'm saying the tennis ball on the end.
No, but maybe she does. Yellow and fuzzy, maybe she's an Asian that doesn't shave down there. I don't know who Trucker Tom's dating. It's possible. Oh. Trucker Tom can have a lovely, unshaved Japanese girlfriend. It's possible.
I love you so much. Love you so much, Trucker Tom. Love you so much, long time.
And you see, here's the thing. If she's Asian, she's like, again, with the Hawaiians, we're at number 49. Michigan, which is not at the top by any stretch of the imagination, but very pleased. So, Trucker Tom, my advice to you, get yourself a yellow one with fuzzies. You've been practicing with the tennis ball. That is my advice to you.
Yellow.
You're welcome.
Fuzzies.
Calls it Wilson.
He calls it.
He says it cuts down on the drag marks on the head of my pecker.
What does that mean?
But his pecker's so big it's dragging on the grass, so he puts a little bumper on it. With
oh, like he's like an 80-year-old walker?
Yeah.
Yeah, you wish, Tom. Settle down. I know, your cock rides shotgun with you on all those travels. Can you just imagine there's Tom listening to this stupid show? Him sitting behind the wheel, his cock next to him. This is a really good episode. We're getting a lot of coverage tonight.
Holding the map.
I told you to make it right.
Exit 23. I'm a dick. I know what I'm doing now.
You just see Tom yelling, what are you talking about? You can't read a map. You only got one eye.
Give it over here.
My
no,
not dick,
you.
But I know when you get off the exit. Petrol's 10 cents cheaper. Pull in.
Tom gets all pissed, slaps him in the nut.
Yeah. He said, what do you think is in the trailer?
Yeah.
He just flips it over his shoulder.
The penis gets bumped up to head driver. Head driver.
We'll continue.
I like the Jets hat you got on it. The Jets are so bad, even the hat's fading.
It's the right color. It's white. It's the surrender flag. Why do you got to bring them up, you asshole? It's my birthday. A little respect.
Really, I'm a
you
Giants
get no cake.
I'm a Giants fan. Really, you see the score there last night.
At least they show up on occasion. Yeah. A little respect.
Oh, God.
22.
What? Sorry, there's always a little bit of a lag, but Tom says, I'm the only truck that can drive in the POV lane.
You mean HOV lane?
Yeah, I think that's what he meant, but penis HOV. He's got the other little head next to him.
Always one bridge too far.
what's it. Next?
I tried to move on, but somebody has eyes.
I have two. He has one.
22, Tennessee. 21, Washington. 20, Homa, Sandusky. So you know those kids were smart in Pennsylvania.
Mm. Oh.
But then again, you know, how can you resist? You see those young boys go, that's going to be big. Let me nurture this.
Mm. Oh.
Too much?
Yeah, for me.
19, Oregon.
Okay.
18, for lovers, Virginia. Nice.
Oh, all right.
Not bad.
Nice.
17, very white, represent Connecticut.
Wow.
Wow.
My word, we've got some nice finishes.
Well, yes, you do. Oh, yeah.
16, very conservative, hanging out there for hurricanes to blow it. Florida.
Oh, yeah, hanging out.
15, lots of earthquakes. Now we know why the ground's moving. California.
Oh, wow.
There's some throwing.
It's not just the ground moving.
Now, remember, there's a lot of porn stars that live in California, too.
Yeah. True, yeah.
So that's gonna, and they're going to buy have to buy a lot of condoms. So you're kind of wondering how California isn't higher. Got a large population. All your porn stars are living out there. They now have to have sex with condoms. Really, you would expect a better performance from California.
Yeah, you would. You would
they're
expect
gonna have to
higher
do a
up. Yeah, they're, they are.
Number 14, my home. Where I originally hail from, New Jersey.
Well, that's respectable.
Sure. It's the Garden State. Trim it down there. It's good to go. 13, land of cheese. Because nothing wants to, nothing. You want nothing more than a flagpole than when your man smells like cheese. Wisconsin.
Mm.
Cheddarhead.
12, Maryland. 11, Colorado. 10, South Carolina.
Hmm.
9, home of Joe Curry, New York.
Ah. Oh, wow. That's a good day.
You're the top 10, Joe.
Yeah,
nice. Yeah.
Not personally. Not I'm sure a lot of that was taken from Harlem. Settle down. I don't think it's Long Island where you're from, Joe. Yeah, certainly not the Hamptons. Number 8, Alabama. Number 7, George McCain. You would think he'd be a lot less cranky, unless, unfortunately, he has a small penis, and then he's like, wow, look at all these big dicks. Arizona.
Arizona's up there.
Number 6, one of Tom's state's rivals, Ohio.
Okay.
5, Lib Central, Massachusetts.
Wow.
Wow.
4, where Joe really doubled down on the amount of black people living there, District of Columbia.
District of Cock.
3, South Dakota.
Did
really?
You say George McCain?
Yeah.
George McCain.
John McCain.
Okay. Tom asked me, sorry.
You know, you don't have to read everything.
I know, but I didn't even realize you'd said it.
I know, because we were moving on with the show. Nobody realized, but the secretary over there taking minutes.
I know.
Christ.
He goes, how about John McCain, stupid?
6 months from now, I get a Facebook message. Hey, remember that time when you said John McCain or George McCain? No, Tom, I don't remember that time.
No,
but
I don't.
You do.
I take careful minutes.
Number 3, South Dakota.
Okay.
Number 2, Rhode Island.
Really?
Rhode Island red. I know.
I guess that's why. Ripping it up.
You just did a puzzle look out.
Well, like Joe's going to go down there. No, I want a recock count. I don't believe it. Joe is outraged.
Whip him out, Rhode Island. I want to see.
Joe is outraged at this.
I'm outraged.
And what's number 1?
We'll see you next week.
No, no.
Why, you going to take a vacation?
I want to know.
North Dakota.
Wow.
Well, the Dakotas really represent this.
Maybe Indians have big peckers.
No, remember, you're getting a lot of people flooding into that part of the country because there's a lot of jobs up there.
Yeah.
So maybe.
So the guys with the big dongs are going up to the Dakotas.
That's what I'm thinking because they you know, they have muscles and everything. I there's really no theory to this. I don't know.
Yeah, no, there really isn't. Yeah.
Maybe that's how they're fracking with their cocks. I don't know. They're drilling down into past the crust.
I went to science. I think that it's because.
I went to science?
No, I went to science.
Uh-huh.
This is good theory.
Why not? It's as good as anything else.
Yeah, I know. We were trying to use any kind of theory in our guessing.
So there you have it.
Wow, it really kind of went against my ideas, and it went against our presumption that states that have higher black demographic were going to be the big dick states.
Shame on us.
Yeah.
No, you're racist pricks.
We I see what you did there.
Yes, I'm very talented. Yes,
I felt what you did there.
Did you?
So that's pretty, that was good.
You enjoyed the game?
I did enjoy the game.
It's very fun. Very uplifting.
you're going to milk that one all night long, aren't you, Joe?
Oh.
That's Joe's favorite. All right. So we'll be back in a few minutes. We'll discuss the Match.com lawsuit, which was dismissed. One more time with our girlfriend, Yuliana Valls. Maybe, should I play the punishment song? Like, just to hear her sing?
No, because it punishes our listeners, and she's not here.
She might be listening. She might be a big fan.
Yeah.
We're going to play some Robin DiLorenzo, Not For All the Money, and Screw You. We'll be back in a few minutes.